Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, no, it'll be back
up. How to reach the masses, minimum third form and after. Jesus gave the key.
Welcome to WGUM. Please pray. That's for Patricia Zimmerman.
Everyone, truly this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and truly, 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 I will rejoice and be glad in it. It is a wonderful thing to give thanks unto the Lord. For the songs say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. And then it says, for he is worthy, worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Come on now. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. You know, if the enemy would just hear you saying that in the course of a day, I'm going to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and he's worthy to be praised. Come on, all give thanks. David said it in the Psalms. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Now, the Bible has not changed. There's a lot coming down the pipe. But nothing that a child of God should be caught unaware. Because if you read your Bible, it will tell you of these things happening now, and it said in the last days. Children of God, we are living in the last days. Time is winding up. We don't have the time that we used to have. I'm in my late 60s, and there is some young people that's in their 20s don't have the time that I have, because they will never make it to be into their 60s. That's what we mean a lot of times when we say time is winding up. Folks say, well, you've been saying that for years. I've been hearing my grandmama used to say, it ain't long now. You don't have a lot of time. Time is winding up. But grandma was no fool. Grandma knew exactly what she was saying. Because guess what? For a whole lot of them, time has wound up. They will never see 2021. They didn't even see 2010. For them, the time had already expired. So it's the same for you, 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 and you. You don't have the time that someone in their 80s has already had that time. You're trying to get there. But it's no guarantee. Time is winding up. But give thanks unto the Lord, for he is worthy. I had to go to New York on last weekend, a trip that I did not want to take, because for years I drove back and forth from New York, Southampton, Long Island, 286 miles or something like that, I believe it is. I drove that back and forth, going from my mom's house to my house in Dover, going up to see about my mother, coming back home to see about my husband, going up to see about my mother, coming back home to see about my husband. So eventually, I just made it a one stop. I stayed in New York for a period of time to take care of my mother. And then many times I would come back and forth, make the trip from New York to Dover, and I had my mom with me. But time is winding up. But I had to make that trip again over the weekend. I had to go and see about my godfather, who played a very productive and strong role in my ministry and some of the things I was taught by my father in the gospel, Dr. Joseph Arnold King. And I take nothing from him, but in my older years, I sat with my godfather for hours, and he would teach me different things. We would sit in his office, and he would teach me. And then many times when I was at the house with him, he would say, go ahead on, girl, enjoy yourself, get whatever you want to eat or drink. You and Florence, that's his wife, all can go shopping. He said, but I got to go get something in my head. Well, when he said, I got to go get something in my head, it meant he was going into his den to study. And we did not disturb him. So as I drove to New York, I had received a phone call from my baby sister. And she said, you need to come now. I said, I'll be up on Tuesday. And she said, I don't know if he'll be here Tuesday. So I said to my husband, Dr. Scott, I said, I hate to make this trip, but I've got to go. He said, by all means. By all means. I said, I really don't want to make this trip. I started reliving the trip that I had to make up to go see my mother, and then the trips I had to come back home. But you know, God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. Because I got up there in New York on Saturday evening. Nobody was expecting me. And when I walked in the house, my godbrother said, "Wow." And I said, "Yeah, it's me." And then my godmother said, "Is that God?" And I said, "It's me." And she got up and she began to weep. And I went over to Dad and he recognized who I was. That was a good feeling, because the way my sister had put it out there, it was like he wouldn't even know who I was. But he knew exactly who I was, and I chatted with him, and I just loved on him a little bit. Didn't want to hurt him because he had a broken collarbone. But I was honored to God, and I gave thanks to God that he allowed me to make the trip. And I stayed until Tuesday, and I came back home. So whatever the Lord does, and as I was sitting there looking at my godfather, who is very sick, he's on hospice, and I said, "God," he preached your gospel. He pastored a church for 41 years. And he's 86 years old now. And you know what his conversation is? "I got to get my prayer time in." So he lay his head down and he'd pray. But I knew he had gone to sleep too. And then he would just sit and he'd look around and then he'd go back and lie his head down. But 86 years old, had only been hospitalized twice in the 86 years. What a mighty God we serve. "My dad, are you all right?" He said, "I'm fine. I'm ready to go home to be with the Lord." You know, that's what a soldier can say. When you serve God the way you should, you don't have a fear or a fret about leaving this world. Because you know over on the other side, somebody said, "I don't know when and I don't know where, when Jesus is, 'tis heaven there." Ah, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. And he played the piano, and he had a piano in the house. My godmother said to me, she said, "You know, Pat," she said, "Al got the hymn book," and he pointed to the song in the hymn book. She said, "You want to know what that hymn was?" I said, "Yes, what was it?" She said, "It is well with my soul." So, you know, the weeping stops when somebody has that kind of relationship with God, that they don't have any questions about where am I going to spend eternity. It is time to rejoice and just give God the praise and the glory. He's lying waiting. I said, "Dad, I hate to leave you. I hate to leave you." I said, "I hate to even leave you alone in this room," more or less. And he says, "It's okay, Pat, because I'm never alone." He says, "No, I'm never alone." And I thought about the song that says, "No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone." Huh? No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Good evening again in Radio Land. As you can tell, my heart is heavy because we know not the day nor the hour. But for my godfather, time is winding up. You don't have many more days left here in the land of the living. But however, when God sees fit to take him out of here, it is well with his soul. Can you say that? If God would come for you now, can you say to someone, "It is well with my soul"? That song says, "When peace like a river attend my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, whatever it is, thou hast taught me to say that it is well. It is well with my soul. I don't want to sound like I'm preaching a funeral, but is it well with your soul? Mother Seymour used to sing, nothing between my soul and my Savior. Can you say that on tonight? Have you been serving God with all that is within you so that you know that heaven belongs to you, that if you live right, heaven belongs to you? Can you say that on this evening? If God should call me now, it is well with my soul. I knew it was well for my mother. She lived like that. It was well with her soul. But can you say when I lay down at night, if I don't get up in the morning, it is well with my soul? God's got me. God's got me. It is well with my soul. He knows your name. Oh, yes, he does. The scripture tells us that the very hairs upon our head is numbered. Now, I know we got modern technology and all this good stuff. We got Zillow. We got all of them. We got Zoom. We got YouTube. We got everything. But not a scientist yet have been able to tell you how many strands of hair is on your head. God is never going to let man be as smart as he is. But he knows your name. I want you to listen to this song tonight. He knows my name. And you know what? God knows your name too. He knows everything about you. He knows your name. I thank God tonight for my husband, Dr. Gregory Scott, who God took care of him while I left to go up to New York because he was here battling with a bacterial infection. And God took care of him while I was gone. Last week, we were not able to be on the call because we were at the emergency room with Dr. Scott from 11:30 Wednesday morning until 2:30 a.m. Thursday. It's a long time to be at the hospital, and they let him come home. And he's good, and he's getting better. We had a good report today, and we thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for his blood. But the Lord knows his name as well, and God knows your name. Listen to the words to this song, and then I will read a scripture out of the book of Genesis. I believe I'm reading from Genesis tonight, the 17th chapter. But the Lord knows your name. So don't you worry and don't you fret whether they send another stimulus check, give out unemployment or food stamps. He knows your name. Listen to this.
You know my name. You know how you fight with me. You know how you fight with me. I know how you tell me, and I am your you know my name, you know my name, yeah. You know my name. You call me friend. You know my name. But not for me, yeah. You know my name. Oh, yeah. Oh, how you walk with me.
singing, "You Know My Name." And it's a good thing that the Lord know each of us by our name. I'm excited tonight that I can say, like David, "For the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want." Why? Because he knows my name. And because he knows my name, he will supply my every need. And he'll do the same for you because he knows your name. But the most important thing to me right now is that not only does the Lord know my name, but I know his name is Jesus. There is no other name given unto men whereby we can be saved other than the name of Jesus. If you're claiming that you're saved and didn't come through the blood, you better go back. Because there's only one name that man can be saved by and through. It's the name Jesus. We was always taught that when we pray, always in your prayer, in Jesus' name. That let the devil know that you know that you was praying to Abba Father, which art in heaven. And I'm ashamed. You know my name. And God, I know your name. Your name is Jesus. God, I thank you on this evening that your name is above all names. Ooh, you know my name. But God, I know your name. Your name is Jesus. How great is thy God. And the Lord God named Jehovah, but you know my name. But greater than that, God, I know your name. And I know that I can call upon your name. And demons tremble at the sound and the name called Jesus. The devil ain't scared of you, but he respects the name Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Oh, how he walks with me. And oh, how he talks with me. And oh, how he tells me that I am his own. But I know his name tonight. And his name is Jesus. There's not a friend like the Lord. I feel good in my sanctified soul. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Jesus, he knows all about our struggles, and he will guide us until the day is done. There is not a friend like the Lord. I'm excited. I don't apologize because it's something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, now. Oh, how I love the name Jesus. It is the sweetest thing I know. I'm talking about the name Jesus. I'm talking about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on and clap your hands and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name I know. Let me get to the word of God tonight. Something about the name Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. But we thank God for Jesus on tonight. And we thank Jesus for his blood. Let's go to Genesis, the 17th chapter of Genesis. I'm going to try to get my phone situated here so I can kind of relax with this word on tonight. Hope you'll still be able to hear me, for I just put the phone on my shoulder. And as we read the gospel, Abraham, Genesis, the 17th chapter, and when Abram was 90 years old, when he was 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Now, I know you church folks don't like this first verse, because the first thing when you mess up or make a mistake, you say, well, he know I ain't perfect. Ain't nobody perfect but Jesus. Ain't nobody perfect but God. But that's not what the Lord is requiring of Abram. He said unto him, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Ain't no isms and schisms. Ain't no such thing. I'm human. I messed up. I'm human. The Lord know I'm human. And when you're human, you make mistakes. Abram was also human, but God had a request of him, and he said to him, walk perfect before me. My God, today. Let's go to verse number 2. I'm so excited. I could just really stop right there. We got to learn how to stop making excuses for messing up. You remember the television show with Flip Wilson, I believe it was? And Flip Wilson used to talk about Killer. That was her girlfriend, Geraldine's girlfriend. Oh, Killer. And it would say, the devil made me do it. It would put on the devil everything that she did wrong. I got to go back and pull that up on the TV and see if I can refresh my memory with that Flip Wilson show. Killer, that was Geraldine's boyfriend. The devil, Flip Wilson would say, the devil made me do it. But we got to stop that, because God requires us to walk upright, to walk perfect in his sight. And then God goes on to say to him, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face. Isn't that something? When God speaks to you, you got such a humbleness in your spirit and such a respect for his voice that you humble down. Some of you will fall out on your face. Some of you will sit down and put your head down. But however way you reverence that he is, go. And Abram fell on his face. And God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. God is telling him, you don't have to worry. As far as I'm concerned, I have a covenant that I have made with thee, because I gave you a charge to walk upright, to be perfect. No isms, no schisms, no shucking, no jiving, no peeping and hiding, lying and conniving. Be perfect. You know, this same God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Somebody better help me out. And I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. As for me, the Lord said, God, I'm talking about, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. God is telling them the benefit. that's going to be bestowed upon me. Neither shall thy name, neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, a father of many nations have I made thee. Lord, help me, Jesus. I can imagine that Abram said to someone, he knows my name. He knows that once the change takes place, I can no longer be Abram because he has a covenant with me, and the covenant requires a name change. When you get saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, God changes your name. I'm a Catholic, and I, you know, I don't call names, and I don't make fun of no one religious background, but the Catholic had an idea that they were doing it God's way, because I just had this conversation with my sister a couple of nights ago where she was telling me she came by way of Catholic diocese and Catholic, I don't know a lot about it, so you can't talk about a lot something that you don't know what you're talking about. But I do know this from watching TV and working for some Catholic people. They change, they add to your name. But the Lord changed his name from Abram to Abraham. And my sister Yvonne said that they added on Mary. And she had to get that straightened out when it came to getting an ID, because she had no birth certificate that said she was Yvonne. So therefore, when God does it, you don't have to worry about it. I admire the Catholic for taking a part of it and saying, well, then we need to change some of these people's names or add to their name. And I guess by giving them a name that was in the Bible, that made them all right. But let me tell you something. Let the Lord give you your name, for he knows what's best for you. He knows. Oh, my God, I tell you the God on the truth. I'm so excited, Dr. Scott. Happy in Jesus alone. And let's go to verse number 6. And he said, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. That's going to come out of Abraham. King God, you know what? The chooses not to walk in the benefits with the gifts that God is bestowing upon his life and who God is making him a nation. Come on, and many nations shall come out of him. He's the father of us all here. He knows your name. Keep that in mind. He knows your name. Verse number 7, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed. See, God has got all into his seed now. Whatever children that he has, God is even in the midst of that. My God, if you do right, had a guy who died from home, he said, do right, get right. Or do right, get right, do right. Whatever way he had it, we understood that he was telling us to do what was right. He said, do right, get right. If you do what's right, you'll get what's right. If you do what's wrong, you'll get what's wrong. Because that came about, that statement he told me came from his daughter. She came into some money, thousands of dollars. And he said, let me put your money away for you, because you don't know what you're doing. And that boyfriend that you got, he's just hanging around you so that he can get what you got, and he gonna split. And she said, no, Daddy, that's my money, and I can do what I want. He said, he's gonna take your money, You're going to end up with nothing. You need to listen to me. I know more than you do. No, Daddy, no. So he said, well, then go ahead. You're on your own. Time will teach you. So that's what he did, just like the father said. He took every penny she had. She didn't have anything. So what happened? She came back to her father. She said, Daddy, can you help me pay my rent? He said, no, because you grown. I tried to help you, but you didn't listen. So he said, you know what? I have something to say to you. So you see, when right, again, he knows your name. And let's read on here. Let me go back to 7. I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee. Growing. Every seed just keeps manifesting in their generation for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy, and I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger. God can put you in a strange place and make it seem like you've been there all the time. I'm going to put you somewhere strange. It's not going to get you familiar with what you, that's what it felt like to me when I came here to Delaware. I didn't know anybody here. I had lived in Southampton all of my life around my family and my friends. And here I'm brought to this place. It was a strange place for me. I didn't know where I was going. Didn't know a thing. Been here over 30 years now. But I had enough sense to know that if I could just find the church of God in Christ that I come out of, that I was raised in, I said, if I can get to the church, people, and I'll have friends. I got more friends now than you can shake a stick at. And that very Sunday that I went to the church, I made friends no sooner than I got in the church. And I still have those same friends from 1986. I still have those same friends that ask God. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for everlasting. And I will be their God. Keep my covenant. Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. Perfect. And ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generation. He that is born in the house or brought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house and he that is brought with thy money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man shall, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people, and he hath broken my covenant. I'm telling you, you cannot break one part of God's covenant. The scripture said, to break one of these, you're guilty of them all. And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall her name be. God changed his wife's name. God bad, I tell you. He's not going to allow. And I will bless her. Listen to this. I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. She had a son of her handmaiden, but God did not hold that to be the son of his wife, because where her body was dead and she never conceived, so she called in her handmaiden to lay with her husband so that he would have seed in order to carry out the seed that God is talking about. So she decided, see, this is what we do, a lot of us women. We want to help God out. We want to get in front of God. We want to do it the way we figure it should be done because God's not moving fast enough. And how is that going to be? God can't do this. God can't do that. But God is making it plain here. I'm going to give your wife, I'm changing her name. And when I change her name, I'm changing her situation. I'm changing her circumstance. I'm going to give a miracle. I'm going to do something that's never been done before. After a woman had passed her years of childbearing, and she was barren anyway, and now there's really no hope because the old girl is in her 90s. So his body is dead, and so is hers. God said, but I'm God. I created you. So tonight I want to say to some of you, no. You don't want to have a baby, but you want your circumstance changed. You want the impossible to be possible. I just serve you notice tonight that the God of Abraham and the God of Sarah can do that what man cannot do. Let me get on because I'm getting excited here. Said, I will bless and give her a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham was so humble. Look at Abraham. He just keep falling down in a good way. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is an 100 years old? Oh, that mercy, Jesus. This is a mess. And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? Lord, have mercy. And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. See, not only will God change your name, but he'll give you a name. He told him what to name that child, Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, God said, I have heard thee. In other words, God telling Abraham, I hear you cry. I'm not going to destroy your son by your handmaiden, because that's still your blood. It's just not with your wife, but it's still your blood. It came out of you. So I'm not going to destroy that child, but it's not going to be in the king's palace like Isaac is, but I'm not going to get rid of it. So the Lord is letting me know, I've heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. Oh, bless his name. God is fair. I'm telling you, what they say, favor ain't fair. But my covenant, my blessing, will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time, there it is, time, in the next year. And he left off talking. God stopped talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. God left him. God went on about his business. And Abraham took Ishmael, his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were brought with him, his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years and nine. Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised. Oh, I heard somebody say, "Ooh, I'm too old to be circumcised." Abraham was 99 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael, his son, and all the men of his house born in the house and bought with money of the strangers were circumcised with him. May the Lord add a blessing to the richness of his word. I have read entirely the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. For the songwriter said, he knows your name. He knows your name tonight. Trust God. He can make the impossible happen. He knows your name. Yes, he does. God is not a God to forget who we are. But he wants us to walk up perfect in his sight. He wants us to stop making excuses for what we do wrong. He wants us to live the way he designed for us to live. We are here for a purpose, to be a holy people, a royal priesthood, a holy people, walking upright before God, for he knows your name tonight. Let him bless you. Whatever you need, God got it. He knows your name. But don't forget, you need to know God's name on tonight so that you will walk perfectly in his sight. I tell you, I have enjoyed myself. I miss being with you all summer, but it's all right. It's all good. It is all good. We had a good summer. I miss you all. I'm glad you're back. And we're going to keep right on calling on the name of Jesus. Dr. Scott, I decrease so that you can increase. You can close us out. If not, until next week, the same time, unless you hear differently, we plan to be here. My great nephew wants me to go on YouTube. I said, Lord, now he wants his dear great aunt to have to put on a wig to preach the gospel. So I'm thinking about it. But the Lord knows my name, and I know his name. Dr. Scott? Amen. I think he might have went to sleep because I gave him some medicine that will cause drowsiness, but that's okay. God knows his name as well. Good night, all. See you next week. Night-night. In Jesus' name.
And it said, something about the 90s. Something about the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name that I've known.
Jesus.